A very unique topic tonight that's going to be addressed in the Sefer Chovetz HaTalmidim. It's a very special topic. I can tell by the crowd that obviously this is probably the most important topic we're going to speak about, because I remember someone said when the Mashkiach says the most important shmuzim is when probably the most important people to hear it aren't there, because the Yetzirah doesn't want, makes that's the shmuz that's going to be missed. So tonight's a very important topic in the Sefer Chovetz Talmidim, because, you know, we always speak about when people are in the yeshiva, about what they do while they're in yeshiva. But what about when they're out of yeshiva? It's not the type of thing we talk about that much. And the reason is because we don't want people to already be thinking about what they're doing when they're out of yeshiva. You know, there was someone who was, and he was an acquaintance of mine, and he was a very, very wealthy man. And he said, I think it's important you should have a business class in your yeshiva. You should have a business class. You know, most of your boys are going to end up going to business. Have a business class. He said, absolutely not. So he stopped giving money to yeshiva, and he was the biggest donor to the yeshiva at the time. And he stopped, and that's just fine, because we're not doing that. That's not what yeshiva does. We don't do that. We don't have business class. We don't want your head to be like now, you know, in business. While you're here, your head should be here. And, you know, I was just talking just on Matzah Shabbos with someone about, you know, once the yeshivas start recruiting, so then all the 12th graders, their heads are like, okay, what am I doing next year? Like, hello, you're here. Let's talk about what we're doing here and now. But am I going to here? Am I going to there? I'm doing it. You know, so the recruiting is really, it causes a lot of issues. It has to be done. It's a necessary evil or detriment, but it's the same thing here. We're not going to start talking about, you know, going to work. When you go to work, you go to work. You know, you go, and Bez Hashem, there should be a transition. It's super important. It's one of the things that Rebbe Wiener and I have worked on in the past, trying to make, you know, some people having some classes to figure out how do you deal with the work world. Because the yeshiva guy leaves yeshiva, and he has no skills. There's certain things you have to know. I was talking once to someone, he's actually Hasidish. He's like, you know, we just kind of like figured out on the fly, like kosher, not kosher, like where can you eat, where you can't eat, you know, you got to shake hands, you not shake hands, you got to hug women. He's like, I don't know, we just do whatever feels right. I was like, that is really bad. That is really bad, because, you know, they're just making stuff up as they go along. It would be great if there would be some sort of you know, guidebook, text, some sort of chinuch of like how to deal with the workforce, because a lot of things that come up. There are certain things that are questionable, and there are certain things that are not questionable. They're absolutely, unequivocally, definitely not okay. Because, you know, I was in this guy's office, and I saw some of the stuff. I was like, what's going on over here? So I asked him, like, did you ever talk to people about, like, you know, these types of things? He's like, nah, everyone does what, you know, everyone does what they want. I just do what, you know, feels right. I'm like, but not every workplace is like that. Baruch Hashem, nowadays you have more and more places where there's like a rav of the company, which is a beautiful thing, or other things like that. But what we're going to speak about today is a bachur that leaves yeshiva. So I think that's a mighty important discussion. We don't talk about it much, but there should be discussions to be had about so many different things, because, you know, I know myself of too many stories of people that got themselves into trouble because they were never given the tools of how to deal with what are you supposed to do when you leave yeshiva. So one of the things which happens, it's happened very much, it's so sad, is for some people, they leave yeshiva and they you know, what they think is, okay, I'm going to set myself up in business, and then I'm going to get myself a chavrusa. You know, and that could be a lifetime until they get their chavrusa. And there was one time a bachur left here, he came back Pesach time, he was gone, he was out from Elul till Pesach, and he sat in yeshiva for a day. He said to me, Rebbe, I promise you I learned more today than I did the entire 7 months since I left yeshiva. It's like, it's horrible. Right? So how does a person avoid these types of problems? Because learning is really, in many ways, learning is the anchor. Learning is our anchor. Chazal say it, Barasi Yetzahara, Barasi Torah Tavla. The Torah is the tavla. The Torah is the thing that's going to, if we have challenges, a person needs to be rooted in Torah. And I was talking once, They have, you know, they have these askanim in America. They called me for an emergency meeting. Like, what are we doing about the fact that people are, like, you know, leaving yeshivas and then they're going off to derech, and like, what are we supposed to do? So I said, they have to be learning. He's like, oh, so you're just saying like the old... I said, yeah, it's this. It didn't change. The world didn't change. It's barasi yetzahara, barasi Torah tavla. The problem is people are not connected to learning. And they're not connected to learning, and they go out, they don't have a geschmack in learning. And I very much promoted and continue to promote Kinya Masechta, which is the same basic idea, brainchild of Vaharavna, which is people that are getting a geschmack in their learning. And I've seen people's lives be changed because of it. People whose marriages have been saved. I have people who have literally told me my marriage was saved because my wife had no respect for me, wasn't learning, I was busy doing stupid things. She had no, you know, and then we get into fights, and now she sees he had his Gemara in his car, and he said to me, everywhere I go with my Gemara, and my wife, like, you know, and our marriage has been rejuvenated. And I've seen so many things. When people have a connection to Torah, they're able to stay connected to Torah. So then they're able to withstand a lot of challenges. America is not an impossible place to be. It's not impossible for a person to thrive in America. Sure, it's hard. But if a person stays connected to Torah, so how do you do that? That's what the PSF is going to tell us right now. So we're up to the words. Bachar shegomar kvar v'yotza min ha'yeshiva. I'm using my old one because I have some notes here. It's page Nun. I have the older printing, which is page Nun Vav, but it's page Nun. Bachar shegomar kvar. You might see I might read some words differently because there's a small, subtle, different text over here. Bachar shegomar kvar v'yotza min ha'yeshiva v'ein zman v'shuv niktzavim min ha'menahel u'melamed ha'yeshiva. It used to be when you're in yeshiva, so the yeshiva sets up a schedule for you. The yeshiva sets up times for you to learn. And that's a good thing, that the person's in a system. And then and a person has a Seder Ayom that a person keeps to. And that's what is the structure. But when you leave yeshiva, you don't have that structure anymore. Or at least it's not created by anyone externally. Now a person has to make his own internal structure. Yaktziv loy shiurim al kol hayom. A person should set up for himself shiurim. Shiurim means not necessarily only listening to other people speak, but shiurim means amounts of time, or shiurim, or go to classes, go to shiurim. Now he says something brilliant. Let's look at the brilliance here. The Rebbe is so brilliant. V'loy harbe yoiser midai b'pamachas. Not too much at once. Don't start like piling up on yourself too much at once. Afterwards, put a little bit more on. And I try to use this same idea for Ben Azmanim. There's some people that they come, they just had like the best man of their life. It's a breakout Zman. They go into Ben Azmanim. They're like, yeah, I'm going to have the Chavrusa first Seder Ben Azmanim, second Seder Ben Azmanim. I'm like, oh, this is going to be a disaster. I know this is going to be a disaster. He's overdoing it. And he does. The first day he gets in, he has first day of Chavrusa, and it's, you know, and he's sitting in the base mesh, there's a few guys there, and it's, you know, it's going kind of, and then in a couple of days, the whole thing's gone. It's over. And it's, you know, don't take too much upon yourself. When you're out of structure, when you're in structure, it's great. The structure holds you together. When you're out of structure, so take small things upon yourself. And then after, he says, after a little while, in this case, we're talking about a person going to work, after he says, Eze yomim, umashlim shiurim, and he does, he keeps consistently what he's committed, what he's taken upon himself, midei yom b'yoyim, every day, yoisif bahemat, add a little bit on top of that, l'mashal, I'll give you an example, kishakibel al'atzma l'ilma b'boike b'meshach shtei shois, a person says on himself, okay, I'm going to learn for 2 hours in the morning, and every morning I learn daf gemara, rashi and toisvis, okay, he says a daf, I don't think that's so relevant for us. Let's say a person says he wants to learn an Amid. Every morning, 2 hours, he's going to learn an Amid. Rashi and Tosfos. Achar eze yomim, yomer la'atzmi, after a few days, he could say to himself, Hine, parsha chumash ve'rashi uchal, lo hoisif li, bo'isim shtei shois. I could take those 2 hours, and I could probably add in a little bit of chumash and rashi over there, mibli she'echsar min ha'gemara v'toisvis, and I will not detract or take away at all from my gemara. I could add on a little bit of chumash over there, that'll enhance my life, a little bit of halacha, I'm going to strengthen myself. I'm going to learn a little bit more focused. I'm going to be a little bit more aware, or a little bit more driven. I'm going to be a little bit more alert. I'll carve out in 15 minutes. I'll learn Chumash Rashi. You do this every day. It just keeps on putting in. You know, people don't realize we have so much time in our day. We have extra time in our day. I have a friend years and years ago, my friend Naftali Wolf. He was learning in the Mir Yeshiva. He was a very fine Avrech in the Mir Yeshiva. I introduced him to a big tzaddik named Reb Shalom Menachem Wolgelenter years and years ago. He told me, he said, to this day he always reminds me, you changed my life. Shalom Menachem changed my life. He introduced him to the concept called the 5-minute masmid. And Rav Tolly now, Baruch Hashem, is a balabas, he's working, but every time he has a few minutes, he chapturai and learns here and he learns there. We have so much time in our day where we could be learning. Rav Shalom Menachem taught him how to be that. We have to utilize every single moment in your day. A person's driving to work. So often we space out when we're driving to work. We just listen to the news, or we listen to music or something. But sometimes people have long drives to work. You could use that time for something productive. A person could listen to a shir, a shmooze, or something like that. I know I have a friend of mine who listens to Rabbi Stark's shmoozim when he goes for walks. Changed his life. Just recently, told me he's doing Maver Seder. He started at the beginning of this year because Rabbi Stark threw in a line about doing Shnayim Mikra HaTargum. He says it's the first time he's ever doing it, and he's still keeping up, and he's so proud of himself. And he's like, all because he listened to a shmooz, right? And he's pushing himself. We have so many opportunities to find time where we could learn things. You know, there's a very famous story about Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. The story was, someone asked Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, if you only have 5 minutes in your day, should you learn Musar, or should you learn Chumash, or should you learn Gemara? Now, this is a very, very delicate question, because Rabbi Yisrael Salanter was the father of the Musar movement. And there was pushback when he started the Musar movement. People were like, what are you doing over here? Learn Gemara! There's still yeshivas like that don't have a mashgiach. There's still such yeshivas that are like anti the Musar movement. So this is a very, very delicate question. Like, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, what's he going to answer? You know? Like, should you learn Musar or should you learn Halacha? What's more important? Now, if Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says Gemara, so he's like downplaying. He's the Musar movement, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. And if he says Musar, then everyone's like, I see. He's not Machshav Gemara. What does he say? And his famous answer was, you should learn Musar, and then you realize you have more than 5 minutes in your day. We have time. There's time. We have it. I just got off the phone with a friend of mine.